How about this control system itself, Gennaro said. Could anybody tamper with it? Arnold was shaking his head. The system is hardened. The computer is independent in every way. Independent power and independent backup power. The system does not communicate with the outside, so it cannot be influenced remotely by modem. The computer system is secure. There was a pause. Arnold puffed his cigarette. Hell of a system, he said. Hell of a goddamn system. Then I guess, Malcolm said, your system works so well you don't have any problems. We've got endless problems here, Arnold said, raising an eyebrow. But none of the things you worry about. I gather you're worried that the animals will escape and will get to the mainland and raise hell. We haven't got any concern about that at all. We see these animals as fragile and delicate. They've been brought back after 65 million years to a world that's very different from the one they left, the one they were adapted to. We have a hell of a time caring for them. You have to realize, Arnold continued, that men have been keeping mammals and reptiles in zoos for hundreds of years. So we know a lot about how to take care of an elephant or a croc, but nobody's ever tried to take care of a dinosaur before. They are new animals, and we just don't know. Diseases in our animals are the biggest concern.
Diseases? Gennaro said, suddenly alarmed. Is there any way that a visitor could get sick?
Arnold snorted again. You ever catch a cold from a zoo alligator, Mr. Gennaro? Zoos don't worry about that, neither do we. What we do worry about is the animals dying from their own illnesses or infecting other animals. But we have programs to monitor that, too. You want to see the Big Rex's health file, his vaccination record, his dental record? That's something. You ought to see the vet scrubbing those big fangs so he doesn't get tooth decay.
Not just now, Gennaro said. What about your mechanical systems?
You mean the rides? Arnold said.
Grant looked up sharply. Rides?
None of the rides are running yet, Arnold was saying. We have the Jungle River ride, where the boats follow tracks underwater, and we have the Aviary Lodge ride, but none of it's operational yet. The park will open with a basic dinosaur tour, the one that you're about to take in a few minutes. The other rides will come online 6-12 months after that.
Wait a minute, Grant said. You're going to have rides? Like an amusement park?
Arnold said, this is a zoological park. We have tours of different areas, and we call them rides, that's all.
Grant frowned.
Again, he felt troubled. He didn't like the idea of dinosaurs being used for an amusement park.
Malcolm continued his questions.
You can run the whole park from this control room?
Yes, Arnold said. I can run it single-handed if I have to. We've got that much automation built in. The computer by itself can track the animals, feed them, and fill their water troughs for 48 hours without supervision.
This is the system Mr. Nedry designed? Malcolm asked.
Dennis Nedry was sitting at a terminal in the far corner of the room, eating a candy bar and typing.
Yes, that's right, Nedry said, not looking up from the keyboard.
It's a hell of a system, Arnold said proudly.
That's right, Nedry said absently. Just one or two minor bugs to fix.
Now, Arnold said, I see the tour is starting, so unless you have other questions...
Actually, just one, Malcolm said. Just a research question. You showed us that you can track the procompsognathids, and you can visually display them individually. Can you do any studies of them as a group? Measure them or whatever? If I wanted to know height or weight or...
Arnold was punching buttons.
Another screen came up, headed Height Distribution Procompsognathids, over a graph showing a smooth, symmetrical distribution curve with a single peak at 34 centimeters, based on the height of the procompsognathids in the park.
We can do all of that, and very quickly, Arnold said. The computer takes measurement data in the course of reading the video screen, so it's translatable at once. You see here we have a normal Poisson distribution for the animal population. It shows that most of the animals cluster around an average central value, and a few are either larger or smaller than the average at the tails of the curve.
You would expect that kind of graph, Malcolm said.
Yes, any healthy biological population shows this kind of distribution.
Now then, Arnold said, lighting another cigarette, are there any other questions?
No, Malcolm said, I've learned what I need to know. As they were walking out, Gennaro said, it looks like a pretty good system to me. I don't see how any animals could get off this island.
Don't you? Malcolm said. I thought it was completely obvious. Wait a minute, Gennaro said. You think animals have gotten out?
I know they have.
Gennaro said, but how? You saw for yourself. They can count all the animals. They can look at all the animals. They know where all the animals are at all times. How can one possibly escape?
Malcolm smiled.
It's quite obvious, he said. It's just a matter of your assumptions.
Your assumptions? Gennaro repeated, frowning.
Yes, Malcolm said. Look here. The basic event that has occurred in Jurassic Park is that the scientists and technicians have tried to make a new, complete biological world. And the scientists in the control room expect to see a natural world. As in the graph they just showed us. Even though a moment's thought reveals that nice, normal distribution is terribly worrisome on this island.
It is?
Yes. Based on what Dr. Wu told us earlier, one should never see a population graph like that.
Why not? Gennaro said.
Because that is a graph for a normal biological population, which is precisely what Jurassic Park is not. Jurassic Park is not the real world. It is intended to be a controlled world that only imitates the natural world. In that sense, it's a true park, rather like a Japanese formal garden, nature manipulated to be more natural than the real thing, if you will. I'm afraid you've lost me, Gennaro said, looking annoyed.
I'm sure the tour will make everything clear, Malcolm said.